Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to The Voice of Intuition, the show that helps you connect with your intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane and I'm your host for the show. And today we have the lovely Lynn Carry on. Now, Lynn is a doctor. She's actually a doctorate of chiropractic. And so today we're going to get this lovely balance of really grounding our intuition, or really grounding our spiritual side. Because when we start to look at what's happening in our body, if we are so focused on our body, we've got pain, we've got stress in our body, that we aren't going to actually hear our intuitive messages. And Lynn's going to help us with that. So she's going to explain all about, well, first of all, her life story, because she's gone through the ringer too, I can assure you, like most of us on the show, and how she's got through this and how that is then going forward and helping others. But Lynn's going to tell you all about that. Here she is for the show. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Great, Susan. How are you today?
I'm good. I know we're having issues with the internet. I do apologize. If it goes a little bit ratty, bear with us. We'll get through this. If not, you won't be seeing this, so it won't matter. But Lynn, what I want to know first is more about your life. You've had quite a journey to get to where you are now. Can you run us through a bit of that so we can get to know you?
Yeah, so I definitely think that there was an intuition guiding me my whole life, trying to speak to me. I didn't understand it at the time, but I knew growing up that there had to be more to life than what I was being shown. I just didn't see happiness. I didn't feel happiness, and it just seemed very depressing. And I do believe that manifested as disease. In my teenage years, mine was scoliosis, because I believe if we don't deal with those emotions, it manifests in the body as disease. And so I had the curvature of the spine and I followed what exactly the medical doctors told me to do. I ended up having spinal surgery where they put Harrington rods in my spine and just so it wouldn't, continue to get crooked. And they said the surgery was a success. But afterwards I had on and off pain and sickness for the next, 5 years that no one seemed to could help me. And it wasn't until I was in college that someone told me to look into the profession of chiropractic. And I never knew what that was, but I read the pamphlet and it said the power that made the body heals the body. And it was the first time I heard anything like that. I'm like, why hasn't anyone told me that all these, years of suffering that I've been through? No one had that answer. And it just really resonated with me. And I just went to chiropractic school on that philosophy. I didn't even get adjusted until I was there. And it really did change my life.
Okay, so they can adjust you even with the rods and everything in your back, but you can still work with people like that.
Well, they can, but I was lucky that they took the rods out a year and a half later. And that was just by default. I had no idea what I was getting into with the first surgery or the second surgery. I didn't want the surgery, but I believe I was already having pain. And I remember the doctor saying, you're kind of a thin person that you might feel the rods. Maybe it's a good idea that they come out. And I'm so grateful they took them out, because I can't imagine having metal rods in my spine for a life. That's usually what they do to people. It's the most horrific surgery and they're still doing it today. But I was lucky that they took them out. So I was able to get everything adjusted. Even with all the scar tissue, I had missing spinal parts, everything else, but I was able to get adjusted and it just wasn't a quick fix. It wasn't just the adjustment. It was me finally understanding how the body heals and losing the fear that I wouldn't get better. So it was a kind of a combination of once I was in chiropractic school, all of that. It was a few years until I really got stable where the pain finally went away and my body really balanced out.
Yeah, it's funny because we can talk about it because obviously it's in the past and we can talk about it. And it sounds like, oh, you had this and then you had that and then you're all fixed. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. It does take a long time. It does take a lot of work on your behalf, on other people's behalf, to get those things happening and moving. I know with the experiences I've had, it's you can talk about it, and it sounds like it was short and sweet. Like, oh, you it was only for a couple of years, you know, you'll be fine. But it while you're living it, it's horrendous. It's extreme. And when you say they're still working on it, yet they're still doing it. Yes, they are. My niece had it done. Same sort of thing. Scoliosis. They put the rods in her back. The poor little thing. She was just went through hell. And I must check and see whether she's still got her rods in. But she was doing things like gymnastics and everything before she had to get the rods put in. So you've had them taken out, which is absolutely amazing. And so once you had them taken out, they could work on your body physically.
Yes. And you can still get adjusted even with the rods. You can adjust around the rods, the Harrington rods. But I just was really grateful that I don't have metal rods in my spine. Nothing good about that at all.
Yes, especially going through the airport nowadays. So, yeah. Thank goodness. And I shouldn't joke about it. But, yes, these are the sort of things that happen, isn't it? And we do have to sort of allow it to go and pass. And if humor helps, then so be it. Okay, so you had them taken out early on. So they were put in and then they were taken out. And that allowed you, then you went to chiropractic school and you became a doctor in chiropractic. What happened after that, Lynn? Because obviously you're not sitting, unless you've got a red wall in your chiropractic clinic.
What are you doing? I have a red wall in my chiropractic office. I didn't do anything medical. I'm very anti-medical because I didn't want to be anything medical because I wanted it to be a wellness center. I didn't want to imitate anything the medical people were doing because it just was not my philosophy. And we actually understand how the body heals. The medical profession really only understands either to drug it or cut it out. So I really wanted to be something different for people. So I was very much wellness. My office did not look like a white, you know, center with or clinic. It wasn't clinical at all. It was very homey. It was warm. It was embracing, you know, it was comforting. So because I didn't want it to be the sterile white walls. I wasn't wearing a white coat. I didn't even like people calling me doctor because I wanted them to be sure that they were their own best doctor. It wasn't me. We have to stop looking for other people to fix us or give us the answers. It comes back to getting in tune, like you talk about it, with the intuition or that inner voice.
Okay. Now, what you said, I really liked, you know, like the health industry, unfortunately, focuses on illness, not really health. They focus on the problem, the symptoms and everything. They're not actually focusing on wellness and health. So I love how you said that because I totally agree with you. But what I want before we go any further, you're jumping ahead. How did you get through your stuff? Like you've experienced two surgeries, major surgeries too. They're not light-hearted little jabs in the bum. You know, you've major surgeries. You've experienced that. You've gone through chiropractic. You've now got this understanding that, hang on, it's not just about the physical. There's other areas there. How did you get through your healing? How did you do that?
Well, I believe part of a major healing for me was being surrounded by chiropractic students because I was around a lot of like-minded people who were really learning how the body actually heals. We were understanding that there was an inner wisdom, or we called it in chiropractic world, innate intelligence. There was a life force running our body all the time. As we're sitting here, all our organs are functioning and we're not consciously controlling it. We couldn't, even if we tried. It's beyond our scope of our human mind. So I had that support. I also came from besides the two surgeries, I had 5 years of different doctors not having a clue why I kept getting sick. And I would ask them, why do I keep getting sick? And all they knew how to write, well, let me write you a stronger prescription, whether it was an antibiotic, a painkiller, physical therapy, all this stuff. Nobody could help me. It just kind of just, they just wanted me to suppress the pain. And it just kept coming back and worse. So I already had tried everything. I went into this chiropractic world where everybody was supportive of natural healing. And they told me it takes time. It took time for you to get sick. It takes time for you to heal. Well, I had nothing but time because I tried everything else. So I was really at a surrendered place with people who were supportive of this journey. And I was learning how the body heals. So my mindset changed. I viewed the body totally differently. Understanding that symptoms were good. symptoms were your body's way of communicating with you, trying to get it, you know, maybe either just healing itself or rebalancing itself or telling you that you're out of whack, you know, make some changes in your life. So I really lost the fear that I couldn't get better. I started to, all those things came together during that, you know, 5.5 years of chiropractic school that changed my life, along with the adjustments. But I believe it was the combination of everything that really changed my life.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely agree with you. And when I talk about the intuitive natures, one of them is the physical aspect, and it is the symptoms that we get on that physical. That's your intuition going, hey, hey, let, you know, there's an area there that we've got to look at. Let's not wait until it gets really bad. Let's have a little look at it now and sort through it. And I agree with you. We all have the ability to do that healing. But if we're not addressing them on a balanced area, if we're allowing, I guess we're putting our power into somebody else constantly, then we're not getting that feedback that we need. We're just addressing the symptoms and we're not really addressing the issue. So I love how you've said that. But what we're going to talk about today, because we all know all about you now. Hang on, let me put you a little banner up so people know where to connect with you, which is Lynn's website is creatingmydesiredlife.com. So you can, if you want to connect with Lynn, you can connect with her there. But next, I want to talk about stress. Now, we have stress in very different ways as well. So we have the mental stress, we have emotional stress, obviously we have the physical stress, and they're all interacted and they all link up, obviously. Can you tell us a little bit more about what stress is as far as how you see it and where we can go with that? I will ask a few more questions.
Yeah, so the whole point of me as a chiropractor would be to feel the areas of the spine that were stressed, basically, because all the little vertebral joints in your spine should be moving properly, because that keeps the disc healthy, which is the cushion between the vertebrae. It keeps the nerves healthy, which exit through the vertebral spine. And that's the way your spinal cord, it protects the spinal cord, it goes up to the brain, you know, that's your communication line. So the point of the adjustment was to make sure all the bones were moving properly, nothing was stuck, keep the motion in there so there's flow. And that is your immune system. That's the life force that runs the body. And basically, we would adjust the spine and let the body heal itself. We, as a chiropractor, I mean, you could see some of them advertising pain and symptoms and all that, but that's business. You know, that's them. I don't agree with it, but that's them doing what the insurance wants. That's them marketing for the average person to get them in the door. I would never do that. I don't agree with that. But really, we adjust the spine and let the body heal itself. We can't be attached to the outcome. We can't fix anything because we don't know what the body has to do. But I would ask questions like, why do some people heal and why do some people don't? And you know, some people would come in with pain and they say, oh, it just happened. And I was like, well, are you more stressed than usual? Oh no, everything's normal. And then they would tell me about their day. And I was just stressed out listening to it. And I thought, wow, they're not connecting the dots. They don't realize that overstress, like what they just described, has become normal. And I believe that the majority of people in the mainstream society live in that high state of stress, right? Overworking, overrunning, overbusy, busy, 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 all this stuff, making ends meet. And that we call that normal. Well, I call it the rat race. You know, they're just doing the same thing over and over again. They lost their peace. They lost their happiness. Well, guess what? If you're not paying attention to that, if you're not paying attention to those little signs of stress, eventually you're going to get big signs going to come out physically in the body because it's just energy flow. And if you're blocking the flow there, it has to go somewhere. So it usually manifests as dis-ease in the body. And you can label it as a disease, but really, I don't even look at things as disease anymore. It's just, is there ease or is there dis-ease? Are you flowing your energy or you're not flowing your energy? You have to get in tune with the divine, your divine state, and create your divine life. That's where you're going to have ultimate well-being.
Okay, so I really like that. So when you're talking about the flow, obviously get through the spinal cord and things like that, what I do want to understand is how does that happen? I mean, obviously, if you've had an impact and you've hurt your back or something to that effect, how else does it happen? Because I know with my partner, he goes to a chiropractor quite often. I think he goes once a month as a maintenance. Mm-hmm. How does how does it keep going out of whack? How do we keep on, you know, redoing the things that we're doing?
Well, think about how many times you have negative thought patterns. You know, and a lot of times we don't even know there's a negative thought pattern because it's just becomes your normal way of thinking or perceiving the world, whether it's something you inherited from your parents, the way you grew up, your childhood, the culture. You know, we have a viewpoint. A lot of times we're oriented towards fear. So it's repeat pattern. So it's energy flow, it's thought flow, it's feelings, all these things. I mean, just think about when you're worried. A lot of times your shoulders go up, right? You can feel more tension in your neck. Just something simple. If when you're worried or if you're stressing yourself, you know, sitting at a computer all day long, you can understand that, right? Eventually it creates a pattern. Well, all those kind of patterns can be forming just from living in a negative fear state or an unhappy state perpetually, chronically, where it's become your norm till eventually something got to give for you to wake up to get out of the slumber. Not everybody does, right? Not everybody does wake up to it, but that's what it's there for.
Okay. All right. So it's all right. I'll ask this question. So we can get the chiropractic work done. So that's going to get that flow happening, but that's not enough. That's what you're saying, really, isn't it? It's that we need to be looking at other things as well to get that flow. And that's where your business is really starting to come ahead, if that makes sense, from the basic chiropractic work to another, a whole new level, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And I think chiropractic's amazing. I think it's an amazing stepping stone to start the journey, to learn to get in tune with your body. That's what it does. It helps you get in tune with the energy of your body. That's the greatest gift it can give you. And it's great if you want to continue to have adjustments. If I have a good chiropractor around, I'll definitely get adjusted. I'm just very particular about who works on me. So, but I believe that we should also have the tools to create the right mindset in our life, to find happiness, to find peace, to have healthy habits, to be able to have freedom in our life, freedom of choice, time freedom, financial freedom. I believe all these things definitely contribute to how you're flowing your energy in your body. I do believe we are here to create our heaven on earth and really be happy. But I just don't think the mainstream gives us those tools. You have to search them out. And I do believe, but it's an inner work. It might look different for everyone, but I do believe it's something that only we can do, right? Only we can clear out those negative beliefs or choose to take action in a direction that is going to support our soul and our well-being versus something that's going to drain the life out of you. So, but it's overcoming fears to create a new path. So there's a lot involved there, you know, overcoming maybe family dynamics, beliefs that you were brought up with. A lot of these things don't serve us, and it takes courage to really look at them, to make the changes. Otherwise, that's why a lot of people just stay stuck, because they're afraid to go there.
Yeah, they stay where they are because it's almost like the devil you know is better than the devil you don't type thing. Okay. So they do stay there. So I want to get a bit more of an understanding then, Lynn, on how you work with people, because I'm in Australia to start with, so I don't see you doing a lot of manipulation on me in a physical context, but I do know that we can do a lot of spiritual healings over that sort of distance. But how would you work with people? How are you, you know, I get the manipulation side of it. I get that the chiropractic side of it. But if you have somebody coming in to do one-on-ones with you, what journey would you take them on, I guess, is the words I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's what they're looking for. Are they looking to create healthy habits in their life, to eat clean? I would just help them to get on to add good nutrition, remove toxins, and also work on their mindset. If they want to do that along with creating another stream of income, I can help them build an online business that really it dives into personal development and gives them a foundation to really create a life of freedom if they choose to do the work. But both of those avenues, really, it's all personal development, but they're the tools that you would use to get healthy and to create some wealth and to just really become your best self.
Okay, so you're taking them on a journey with lots of different areas there, not just like a health one or anything like that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so that's that aspect of it. I wanted to talk a little bit more about those that chronic stress that we talk about, you know, how we can get through that, because that is stopping us from getting our passion. And it's okay to take people on a journey and go, okay, we'll create an online business and you know, get that financial freedom happening. But if they're already under all this chronic stress and it's coming out in their body and everything else, how can we... Well, what is stress for you? Like, let's talk about stress in that different context, because we've got it in those different contexts.
Yeah, I mean, chronic stress, I believe, is, to me, I mean, it could get to the point where you're just living in a very dramatic life. I mean, like, you have an accident, something happens, you get a diagnosis. That's probably because you weren't listening for a long time to the whispers, right? You get slammed into the wall with a big life change. And I always say, you know what? Don't. Everything's a blessing. Like, would I choose to have spinal surgery today? No, I wouldn't recommend it for anyone. But would I change it? No, because it was my greatest teacher. So I think when we're in that point of really chronic stress, if you can stay in there and do the inner work to find out how to untangle it, you probably have your greatest awakening. You know, that's what happened for me. But I believe it's just getting clear on what you want. I mean, some people want to accept that going to a job they hate every day is just the way it is. But if you feel dead inside and you're not feeling happiness at going to that every day, I don't think that's not a way to create well-being in your life. Eventually it's going to catch up to you. If you have relationships around you, even if it's family, but they're draining the life out of you, can you set up boundaries? Can you make changes? Can you find people who are supportive in your life? They're the things that I think people have to get clear on. So I always start with people like, get clear on what you want in life. I think a lot of times I call it, for me, some things that I can't figure out. There's like an invisible web on me, right? Like this pattern keeps showing up. Why does this keep happening? You have to play your own, become like your own best detective, which is being your own best doctor eventually, because only you know how you feel every moment. So it's about getting in tune with, are you feeling happy or stressed every moment? Not that you have to change all the stress at once. But little things, can you find 5 minutes of peace in your day to enjoy a cup of coffee, to enjoy a cup of tea, to just be quiet, or to take a walk outside? Do you have that? Are you constantly on the go where you can't even sit with yourself? I mean, there's so many people like that, even on their vacations. They have they get time off from work and they have a vacation booked because they got to keep running. I mean, and I know the difference from that too. Travel used to be my escape from my mundane life. Whereas now travel, like, I can really enjoy it, but I'm present. I'm present in my moment and I don't need a vacation to enjoy my life. I'm happy in my moment. So it's like, where are you on the scale of chronic stress? Like, you have to get clear on what is it that you want. And it might be just one small part. Like, maybe you just want better health, right, for the moment. Well, can you get more rest? Can you add more nutrition? Can you clear out some of the toxins, even some of the toxic situations you're in? So it's like uncovering and pulling back layers, but it's about... A lot of people say they don't know what they want. And I think a lot of times when they say that is because they don't believe they can have it. So it's really dreaming again, finding inspiration, honoring that inspiration, knowing what makes you happy, like paying attention to that instead of paying attention to all the problems in your life. You know, it's kind of getting reoriented, changing your perception. So it's really that, you know, it depends on where the person is, but they're just some of the things that I may call attention to.
So when you, like, when you're saying that, I could remember, like, when I was going through a very stressful time. In fact, I'm actually experiencing a little bit of stressful time now because I am going on holiday. So I'm trying to get everything all up to date. So yes, it is, you know, it's stressful in my mind in the fact that I want to get this done. I want to get that done. I know I have been thinking to myself, okay, I want to get that done. What if I don't? Does it really matter? And I go, no, it doesn't. It'd be nice to get it done, but I'm allowing it to flow through and go, if it doesn't get done, so be it. You know, the world isn't going to stop and say, hey, Susan, get that job done. So it's going to be what it is going to be. But when you're saying things like, well, can we add more nutrition to your life? Can we do this? Can we even 5 minutes for a coffee break? Now, I know what the right answer is. I know it is, yes, you do need to take that time out. However, when you're involved in this chronic stressful situation, when you're involved in all the worry and this has got to happen and that's got to happen, it is really hard to even take a 5-minute coffee break. My 5-minute coffee break would be at the end of the day when I'm drinking wine. That would be my 5-minute coffee break. And I don't want to use, obviously, wine as a crux for that sort of a relief. So when people are, and I just want one sort of really good tip here, but when people are really experiencing that stress where even a 5-minute coffee break is going to be, it's going to push everything out. You know, do you know what I mean? You squish in a 5-minute coffee break there. What you do is you take up all the rest of the time when I could have been doing something with that 5 minutes. How do you help someone just that one little way of being able to step forward and get through that to start them off?
My first question is, why are you that busy? Why do you have to get all these things done? And really, maybe you don't have an answer for it. Maybe it's just bringing awareness into that kind of pace during your day. Watch yourself, be mindful, watch yourself be that busy all through the day, and just say, is it really serving you? Every action that I'm taking, is it really necessary? Just question it. You don't have to judge it, but just be mindful through the busyness. Watch yourself, start watching yourself and say, why am I doing this? You can keep going, but usually if that's the pace that I was living on in school, because I was crazy perfectionist, worked after school, straight A's, all this crap that doesn't mean anything in real life, in my life now. But that's what contributed also to wearing myself out, that perfectionist stuff, getting everything done. I would keep going until I fell, because you got to get it done. Well, it made me very sick, along with the surgery and everything. It was just a snowball. So you can keep going at that pace, making every excuse you need to stay at that pace. But is it really serving you? You have to be honest. You know, and so somebody who's like that, though, usually doesn't ask for help. They're just like to talk that they're this busy. When they're in that state, they just like to hear them say, oh, I'm so busy, I have so much going on. Well, they're not really asking for help. They just like to vent that this is how it is. They're not usually open to making changes. Someone who is open to making changes is going to find the 5 minutes to just stop, you know, or at least be mindful of why I'm doing what I'm doing and create some awareness behind it so that they can find the gaps where they can start making changes and cut some things out, if that makes sense. Because this is what I would find in my office. People don't want to make a change. They want to come in and vent how hard my life is, how hard I'm working, and then I would give them solutions and they'd come back in the next week with the same story, same question, same stuff. And I'm like, okay, how long are we going to play this role? Like, I'm the person who makes changes. I'm going to do the work. I can't cater to someone who just wants to do all the talking. So that's what I found with people. The people who really want to do the work, they're going to find the time to make changes. They're going to hit a wall. The ones who just keep complaining they're too busy and they can't do anything, they really don't want to make a change, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Well said. Thank you. And it is true. It's very true. I know in my practice that you'd have people coming and that's all they want to do. They just wanted to, I would say, vomit their crap all over you. That's how I used to get sometimes, because they would hold on to it and then just release it while they were on the table, while you were working on them. And you sort of go, well, you know what? You've just got rid of all that, but you've not actually done anything. You just go back out there and go through it all again instead of making those changes. So, but, you know, often when they're coming into a clinic, they are trying to make an effort.
You're cutting out a little bit, so I'm not catching everything.
Oh, it's breaking up again. Sorry. Yes, I can see the video is going a little bit funny too. All right, let's try. Okay, so we've just lost Lynn again. She might be back again. But this is the understanding of it too. It's the fact that when you're ready to start making some of these changes in your life, you will start making them. And the first step is that awareness, exactly what Lynn said. It's that awareness and having that understanding that I am crazy busy. And at the moment, right now, because I know I'm going away, I am busy, but I also know that it's just a temporary thing. It's not something that I normally do. It's not something I am normally like. So I will be pacing myself. I will be looking at it in that sort of a context. So while we're just waiting for Lynn to come back, I was talking to you earlier about the, oh, she's coming back. She will be in a minute. I was talking to you about the intuitive natures. And when we're starting to, oh, here she is. When we're starting to feel this, I'll bring you back in. When you're starting to feel these signs and symptoms, when you're starting to feel the stress and everything else, it is your intuition saying there's a problem there. You've got to look at it. And if you want to ignore it, as Lynn will say, if you want to ignore it, it is going to manifest as an issue in your body somewhere. It is going to do that. Now, we were talking about the stress, the chronic stress. Now, why is it so important to start to address this chronic stress? Apart from the health aspect, we were looking at sort of your path, your passion and your heart-centered purpose. How is that stopping us from getting there? Or, you know, as you've said, creating my desired life, as your website is called, how does that chronic stress stop us from getting there?
It's just a blocker. It blocks your energy flow. So it's going to block the good things and the opportunities and all the joys from really entering your life. It's just kind of like the flow. Like you think about a hose, water comes through the hose. If you step on it, it blocks the water flow, right? Eventually it dries up. So if you're not honoring, how is your energy flowing in your life? Energy flow in your body, your mind, in your life, it's all energy. So the way you know you're on track is really if you're feeling joy, if you're feeling happiness. And it's not to say that you're not going to feel the negative emotions. They're important because that's how we create, right? From the dynamic of not knowing what we want to knowing what we do want. Like this makes us sad or this makes us angry. We don't want or frustrated. We don't want that. We want what makes us joyful. It's just a guidance. So, but where are you hanging out? Unfortunately, a lot of us have been trained to hang out in the struggle, in the problem oriented, but it just creates more problem. You're not really ever getting past that. That's what creates that rat race lifestyle. I believe that busyness because we're always trying to fix problems instead of honoring, oh, what's our real path? What's our authentic path? What brings me flow in my life, joy, happiness, inspiration. And we want to make that more of our normal instead of the other.
Yes. And it's not easy to do, you know, like as you say, it takes time, but it's that awareness. The first thing you said, and that's what I was talking about when we lost you for a bit, the first thing we look at is the awareness. It's like, okay, I am busy. Why am I busy? Is there a reason for me to be this busy? Why can't I stop? Why can't I have a look at those sort of things? And one of the other aspects that we were looking at too, and I've talked about it on the podcast before, if you don't know what you want, then write down what you don't want. And I know that's a negative, but then pick it up and go, what is the opposite to all of those? Because then you've got your positive list. And sometimes when we're living in that stressful situation, that's all we can think about is the negatives. I've got to do this because I have to do that. I've got to do this because I've got to do that. And we're so focused on those. Write them down. Write down those things that you feel you have to do and then have a look at where you want to go. Because I think when you write them down in the moment, in that awareness, and you go back to it when you're chillaxed and you're resting, you know, like you it's the weekend and I can chill, you look at them then and you sort of go, ooh, you know, wow, I was in a funny space when I was writing that. And even the words that you write and the way you've written it and the spelling and all that sort of stuff, it all means something. So, awareness is the main thing we got to look at. So they've started to go, all right, I realize I'm stressed. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it now. What would be their next steps that they could look at?
Yeah, so I think it's getting clear. And so, you know, eventually you might not obviously not have all the answers when you first start this, or you just might work on for one little piece and then another piece comes in. But that's the beauty of the journaling. You can look back and like, oh, I got that piece that day. Maybe a week or two later, another piece comes in. And it just makes you solution oriented because then you might talk to a friend who has another piece of the pie for you. You might listen to a podcast that gives you more information. You start to create, it's like puzzle pieces that come together. And you start really getting clear on what you want and how to do it. But it's just, you have to do baby steps, right? By just honoring that, let me get clear on what I want. And then being open to receiving answers in all different forms. along the way. And that's really piecing it together. So I think that's listening to your intuition, right? Like getting in tune again to what's my first step. Like you have to be willing to take the action too when it becomes clear on what you need to do.
Yes, absolutely. Cool. And you're just saying all the things that I say, which is really lovely. So I'm not going to repeat them. So I really like that. Now, Lynn, you have got a book out too. What's the book all about? My Journey to Grace by Lynn Carey. What's that all about?
Yeah. So I, about mid first 5 years in practice, I went through a lot of spiritual transitions, awarenesses that happened. I did mission work in Brazil and India, and it just really, I really got in tune with the energy. And eventually I went into my own state of higher awareness that I call grace. And it's like falling in love, but there's no other person in there. You're just blissed out for no reason. And you look at our human condition and just laugh because what you thought was your problem the day before, you're like, oh, that's just silly. Like you have no problems. And I realized I stayed in that state of grace for about 18 months. And I really believe that is our natural state. And I realized from that place, that's what we're all looking for. Everybody's looking for the next thing, how to heal themselves, how to create more money, how to have the newest romantic relationship, because we're really looking for that grace state within. Because once we find it, you're really not searching anymore. But then you can create from that place of what nourishes that grace state. How do I want my life to look for going forward? So 3 years ago, I really wasn't intending on writing a book. I thought I still had more of my journey that I thought I was gonna uncover. But when everything happened 3 years ago, I just knew people needed more stories of how we heal ourselves and empowering stories and inspiring stories. And I thought maybe it's time for me to put my own healing story into a book to inspire people that they can do it too. And that's what My Journey to Grace is. It's about finding grace and my own healing story, and also just breaking out of the matrix of the mainstream narrative and finding a new path that is more freeing.
Wow, love it. And I can get that on Amazon or through your website?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and also my website.
Ah, wonderful. So that's The Journey to Grace. Now, we are getting a bit low on time. Have you got any other final things that you would like to bring forward before we say goodbye?
No, I just always like to leave people with, you know, your happiness is important. I think I grew up thinking we didn't talk about being happy. It just wasn't on the agenda. It was just like work hard and get to a certain place. But what I realize now from all my own personal experiences, my professional experience, is the most important thing you can do is to get happy in your life. That's what we're here for. I really believe we're here to create our own heaven on earth. It's not a fancy dream. It's not a pie in the sky. That's probably the most important work you can do for ultimate well-being.
Oh, I like that. That's really cool. All right. So, Lynn, that is us. I'm just checking on our notes to make sure we have covered everything. So we're going to look at, you know, you've got to get rid of that chronic stress. The steps to take that is, first of all, is awareness. We just be aware that you're in that position and then start to do small steps towards coming out of it. Or just, you know, I mean, that's when you're aware of it, that's when it's a great time to connect with somebody like Dr. Lynn Carey and get an understanding, because when we're in that real stressful state, sometimes we just need that. I know we can do all our own healing. I get that. And I've done it myself, and I've, you know, been there, done that, I understand it. But sometimes we just need another person or that support system around us. Now, if you haven't got that with your family and friends around you, then you need to reach out to somebody. And you are one of those type of people that you could reach out for, get an understanding of it. Lynn knows the physical aspect of it, so knows that side of it, but can also take you through the journey to get you to where you want to be, to create your own desired life, to take you to start with. Even, you know what, even creating your own desired life, it seems too far-fetched when you're in that really stressed state. So connect with someone like Lynn and you'll be able to actually start to get out of that stress state and get to a space where you can go, all right, now I want to start looking at what I want. And that, to me, that's really important. And if we've got these people around, life coaches and people to support us to get there, in our days, we didn't have any of that. Like we didn't even have the internet in those days. So we had to, we had to do it all the hard way, didn't we? We had to go through the steps.
And that's why I find one of the key pieces of my healing is I just was blessed to be in a surrounded by a group of like-minded chiropractors. That really was the greatest gift because I needed that support until I was strong enough on my own. So we all have to find the right support on your journey. And that may change at different times. Different people come in and out. It's not that you have to be with that person forever, but you get the support you need at that phase of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with that because it is, I think back on my life and I think about those support people that I had at the times when I had them, and that's what I needed. And even the support people that were, that I was fighting with, you know, even the support people that didn't agree with what I had to say gave me the opportunity to look differently and move forward in a different way. So yeah, that's the awareness is the first thing. And then we start to look at, okay, how can I go forward with that if I need support around me, you know. And again, if you haven't got that there with your local family and friends, you either find new family and friends, which may be a bit challenging, or you take on somebody else that can help you with that. So thank you so much for being on the show, Lynn. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Susan. It was an honor to be here.
There was a few hiccups. We've had a few hiccups, but we've got through. That's the main thing.
We made it through.
Yeah, woohoo, look at us. Okay, stay there because I want to chat with you in a minute. I will just press all the right buttons and I will go, okay, guys, that's us for today. Look, if all you can do is become aware of where you are and what you're doing, that's the number one step. Start looking at that awareness and then we can start to move forward. You can start to connect with those people that can help you move forward and get out of that real stressful situation because you don't need to be in them. I know you feel that sometimes you do, but you don't. Honestly, you do not need to be in them. That is your choice. And remember the old power of attraction, like attracts like. If you want to be in those stressful situations and that's where you want to be, you know you're going to get more of it. So just be aware that's what you're attracting. But that is me. I'm Susan Jane. Like, share, subscribe to the podcast. I would be absolutely honored if you could do that. And I will be saying bye for now, and we'll see you next week. Okay, guys, bye for now.